The pre-conference has three phases: fluency, rehearsal, and contract. In phase one, the goal is for the coach to become as fluent as possible with the lesson. During the phase, the teacher should walk the coach through the upcoming lesson, talking about what happened the day before, what the objectives are for this lesson, how this lesson is connected to the larger curricular picture, and what the reasoning is behind the strategies the teacher's planning on using. Fluency allows both coach and teacher to have a shared understanding of the lesson and the teacher's decision-making. In phase two, the goal is to rehearse the lesson. During this phase, the teacher and coach should role-play selected parts of the lesson so that the teacher is mentally rehearsing the lesson. This kind of practice permits coach and teacher to clarify elements of the plan and address any concerns the teacher or coach may have. In phase three, the goal is to create a contract where the coach and the teacher negotiate the focus of the observation and the data collection tools needed to capture data connected to the focus of the observation. While coaches should use active listening techniques throughout the pre-conference, active listening is particularly important for the contract development in phase three. Once you've determined a focus, it's important to identify a data collection tool. While scripting is a common practice or the infamous T-chart, scholars have identified numerous tools that can be used to help coaches help teachers gather data about their practice. You can find them in the course. When leading conferences, coaches can use a variety of moves to facilitate the dialogue. Those moves are structuring, probing, feeling checks, and summarizing. Structuring moves allow the coach insight into the teacher's thinking. Consider such stems as, "I'd like to get a sense of the lesson. Can you tell me about the content you'll teach and the goals you have for student learning? Can you walk me through the steps of the lesson?" Probing moves allow the coach to get clarity and understand more deeply about the lesson. Consider such stems as, "Can you explain how? What do you mean when you say?" Feeling checks using paraphrasing to acknowledge, confirm, or affirm the teacher's emotions regarding the lesson. Consider such stems as, "You seem really frustrated by," "You seem really surprised by." Summarizing moves allows the coach to check for shared understanding. Consider such stems as, "I hear you saying, so we agreed that I will, and you will,